Thank you for listening to Radio Bulgaria's podcast.
This is Time Out for Music. Talent, faith, love, past, present and future. All this will be in the air at the Bulgarian Army Stadium on the 31st of August. The reason, the comeback to Bulgarian fans of world-acclaimed opera singer Andrea Bocelli. Under the baton of conductor Marcello Rota, who has been working with Bocelli for 18 years, more than 130 Bulgarian musicians are going to present a special program including a range of the most popular operatic arias from Il Trovatore and La Traviata by Verdi, pieces by Joachim Rodrigo and Astor Piazzolla, songs from the albums Incanto, Passione, Sentimento and Vivere. Along with the Italian tenor performers in the event will include Bulgarian soprano Svetlana Vasileva, pop star Ilaria Della Bidia, bandoneon player Mario Stefano and the music creation of Bocelli himself, a classical guitar duo, Charisma, Carlo Corrieri and Magdalena Kalcheva. Carlo and Magdalena met in 2010 at a music festival in Pisa. The two fell in love and decided to work together. After a brief performance in the home of Andrea Bocelli, he decided to support them. And this is how Charisma came into being. For Magdalena, fate and luck are things that a person should create himself. During our first meeting with Bocelli, I was very stressed, she says. I could not even understand much Italian. After I and Carlo played our pieces to Andrea, he was silent for a short time and then said something I could not make out. Carlo was very pale, looked at me and told me that Andrea had suggested to us to record a disc in his studio in the coming month. Magdalena goes back to 2011. A few months later, the album Confessions was released. Ms. Kalcheva chose music as her ultimate vocation early in childhood. She was born in Sofia 26 years ago and still remembers long hours of playing the classical guitar with her two brothers. Her systematic music training began at age 9, and at 13 she was admitted for studies at the Music Academy in Weimar, Germany, in the class of Jürgen Rost, and since age 19 she has been leading master classes there. In 2007, Paco de Lucia invited her to become a supporting musician at his concerts, but her schedule did not allow that, and she declined the proposal. Today, Magdalena and her love Carlo accompany live performances of their teacher, Andrea Bocelli.
For us, the evening with Andrea on the stage is very emotional.
Playing with Andrea Bocelli is very emotional and cannot be explained in words. He is our mentor on stage and behind it. I'm very happy to be able to present this creative relationship between the three of us to Bulgarian audiences. The most valuable advice I have received from Andrea Bocelli is always have your vision and no matter what they tell you to change, never change that unless there is a compelling urge inside you to do so, says Magdalena. The second disc of Charisma Duo is due soon on the music market, and Miss Kalcheva still keeps it secret whether pieces from it will be played to the Bulgarian audiences on the 31st of August. We will do our best to create a positive mood for the audience so everybody leaves the concert smiling, vows young Bulgarian guitarist Magdalena Kalcheva. Just be time out for music. Thank you for joining Radio Bulgaria's podcast. You can listen to Bulgarian music around the clock via our two streaming channels. And also you can follow the latest updates and news stories at bnr.bg/English. Soon also available for mobile devices.